Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin today. Rock Cod Rick's, we're still looking for Rock Cod Rick. He's still not in.
Hey,
the Shogun must have spent some extra time out there on the boat. Yeah, catching more fish.
Por qué no?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm sure they have no problems with that, right? And we have such a great guest today. Lori Baron-Sackow is here talking about some great
everything.
I mean, she is like incredibly knowledgeable. I mean,
Lori,
you're blowing my mind here.
Right?
I mean, about the freshwater, the saltwater, everything. And she works at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos. So if you want to know the knowledge, you go to Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos.
I know.
And pick Lori's brain there. What days do you work, by the way?
I'm regular Tuesdays through Fridays.
Tuesdays
through Fridays. Fortunate to have 3-day weekends.
Sweet.
So Tuesdays through Fridays. And like I said, I have a following, so I'll have people that'll wait. They'll call on Saturday.
Yeah.
Is she there? Nope. So-and-so's here. No. When is she coming back? All right. I'll come back Tuesday.
Yeah, so, that's so awesome.
But all our guys in our tackle department are knowledgeable.
It's for sure.
I'm old, so I've got a little more knowledge.
Yeah. Well, you've been around.
Yeah.
That comes with it. And you want to give us a shout and pick her brain on the show today? You can give us a shout at 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. So,
yeah.
What shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good
well,
morning.
Actually, we're going to go do the catch report right now. The catch report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. Gamakatsu local tuna has been the hot ticket using that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook number 2 and number 4. Perfect for finicky yellowfin and bluefin. The Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and the new the new Nautilus HD. That's a heavier hook, but not too heavy. Having the ability to choose the right size hook is key, and Gamakatsu Nautilus gives you that choice and confidence in getting the finest hooks made. Stock up now on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at select tackle shops, and let's start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish with Pacific Edge.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Gory. So
hi, Mark.
one of the reasons I love listening to this show and being part of this show is I learn so much. I'm always learning something. So this morning I'm working on my notes, listening to Lori talking about trout fishing and those Berkeley mouse tails and all that light line and that tiny little hook that you can't even see to tie the damn things on anymore. I own a tackle store with a little freshwater section, and we've got all that stuff in it. But, Lori, your little tips were very, very helpful. Thanks so much. That's a different world. That's not what I do. And, unfortunately for my world, with what happened in this big Northwest we had at the first of the week, boy, that was the real deal. We got blasted offshore there. It was gusting 66 at Santa Barbara Island, 49 out there on the Tanner with 20-foot seas, 45 at the San Clemente Basin buoy. This was the real deal. And as expected, unfortunately, conditions took a real hit. So those poor bluefin out there on the bank, they got stirred up, scattered out a little bit. Guys found a little bit of it inside the bank last couple of days there, 381 at the tip of the condom like that. And it's going to be interesting to see with the better weather and conditions trying to straighten out here if it regroups out there on the bank or just gets on the move and goes wherever bluefin go. So we'll see if we get a rebite or exactly what happens there. Closer to home, you know, kind of tough also. Scattered fish in that little bit of cleaner water there, 371, 425 like that. But, again, with better weather and better coverage, maybe something will turn up here this weekend. We'll see. And had no reports at all from Nick, Santa Barbara Island, or San Clemente Island this week. It was just kind of blown out as expected. Catalina, interesting. They got some nice bonitas there, frontside east. and backside east, and they're really nice ones, like 3 to 5, 6, 7 pounds like that. So they're fun to catch and have a fantastic lobster bait for you guys that are hooping. Make sure you're within the regulations for keeping bonita, but man, they make excellent lobster baits. And John and I are going fishing tomorrow. We're going to do a little combo trip, a little one-day trip, and we're going to be fishing deep. We're going to do a combo trip for red snappers in the morning and a little swordfish drift later on. So we'll see what we dredge up out there, something a little different, and start getting after that deep drop swordfish. There's been a little bit of that around, and fortunately that does not get affected by what's going on up at the surface. So we'll start that swordfish season and see if we can get some good dinners.
Yeah, and hey, fishdope.com. Danny's been keeping everybody abreast, not only of the fishing, but also the weather and being safe and such. Fishdope.com, an absolute must-have. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code, and you want to stay in touch with the right stuff. How do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Site PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we might put up our new addition to the family of bait tanks there. We got that stick out now, and some pictures are up for that. So that's what we got going on. And hopefully we've got a little more better report for next week.
Okay. Sounds great, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week. Hey, we were wondering where he is.
It.
Now we're going to find out. Rock Cod Rick's on the line from the Shogun. Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Yeah, we're wondering where you are, man. We watched all these boats pulling into the landing here. We know the Shogun's due back, and like, where are you?
We were first on the list. We got done so fast. Renee and those guys and the whole Red Shirt crew at Fisherman's Landing are such a well-oiled machine that my plan was to pop in and say good morning at the world headquarters there, but we were done so early that we had an hour and a half to wait before the show came in. So we got in, got out, got all our fish to Sean from Fisherman's Processing for that same day service, and yeah, we just headed back. So yeah, we were the number one boat to get in this morning.
Roger. Okay. Well, that's good to know, because what maybe he must be at the fuel dock or something like that. So how
exactly.
Did it go?
Man, it was so good, you guys. Now, obviously, we all know the weather that was that had happened, and I'll just be 100% honest with you. I did not know how that was going to go, and was thinking, man, what are we doing? Captain Renee made some serious captain moves, and we were comfortable the entire time. Did we have adverse weather to deal with? Of course we did, but he did things that I was so impressed with. When we left Ensenada, he made a 55-mile move in the wrong direction to provide us a better line for going down to the island. We were comfortable the whole time. That Shogun, that big steel boat, probably the best riding boat in weather, and we were great. We made it to Guadalupe, no problem. We went straight there from Ensenada, fished at the loop the entire time, and just had good Guadalupe-grade fishing. It was a touch slower than some trips have been, but very good fishing and very good quality the whole time. I would say our fish averaged 65 to 80 pounds with quite a few standouts that went up to and over 100 pounds and really good big yellowtail fishing to go with it. It was an awesome trip.
Wow, fantastic. Now, how did our buddy Ron Lane do?
Ron did great. I mean, Ron had fish every day, as one would expect. He's really picked up. He's taken to long-range fishing really well. And although he had good fishing every day, the last day, he couldn't be stopped. Ron was bit all day long on our last day, as he was other times too, but he did great. Definitely one of the highliners. You know, it was really about picking good baits and just fishing good baits. Like, you know, you had to burn through a lot of them to get the right one to get your bite. You had to earn your bites on this trip. There were no freebies. And, you know, I mean, it took the right bait to get a bite, and it took knowing, you know, right away, hey, this isn't the right one. Let's wind them up and get going again. And I was joking with the boys, like, I didn't have a single bite where I didn't have a bait that wasn't actively pulling line off my reel. And if you fired out a sardine and he wasn't doing that, there was no reason to wait around and see what's going to happen. Wind him in and get another one going.
Nice. Well, we'll hear more about it when you come back in the studio tomorrow morning. But thanks. We're glad you're safe. Glad everything's good. And I'm so stoked that the trip ended up much better than you anticipated, right?
Yeah, it was. It was fantastic. A really good group of guys. I know now why that was one of your favorite trips of the year. I mean, such a fun group. Boat was awesome. Renee killed it. The food was amazing. I look forward to giving the full detail report tomorrow. I heard you guys talking about Gamakatsu before we started. That Gamakatsu, I would call it 1-0 through 3-0 was what we utilized the most. And, again, it was a great trip, and I can't wait to tell everybody about it in a little more depth tomorrow. But great times had by all.
All right. Great, Ricky. Nice to hear from you. And we'll see you back in the world headquarters here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., for more info on the Shogun trip.
All right, boys. Have a great show. We're listening.
All right. Thanks. Thanks
all
very much.
All right. Hey, let's go over to Seaforth. We've got Marcos on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Doing very good. Waiting to hear about the exciting fishing after what, after the weather laid
the
down.
The big blow.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely had a little rougher time with the fishing early in the week there. Most of those trips canceled Monday and Tuesday. But then San Diego got right back on it Wednesday. They went out there. They had 23 bluefin and 30 yellowtail on their full-day trip there. And that's pretty much a highlight of the week for them. Still picking away at those bluefin and yellowtail, but a little scratchier the last couple days there. So good fishing all around there, still going on. Half-day trip, still catching those rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, still sneaking in some calico bass. So about what you'd expect for this time of the year, especially following that weather. As things settle down here, they seem to be leveling out a bit. Those overnight trips, still catching bluefin and yellowtail, the overnights and day and a half. Some of those 2 days, a mix of bluefin, skipjack, yellowtail in the mix there. Still a few yellowfin here and there, but like I said, a little spotty this week, especially with that weather early in the week, but looks like they're getting right back on track there. Had some nice warm weather over the weekend here, and I imagine that'll continue, and hopefully get right back on there. And again, it's tough because you want to say, they only caught, you know, a handful of bluefin, but we're talking about October still catching bluefin when they started in, what, like March, April they started catching those. So still a very good fishing there. Looks like it's going to last a while here. Yeah, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. All those trips are up there, those half days, if you just want to get out on the water, get some nice fishing in there, you know, get some fish to make some fish tacos, hang out with some friends. The full-day trips, still getting shots of those bluefin, yellowtail, occasional yellowfin in the mix there. Those overnights a little bit more consistent, but, again, we're going in the middle of November, or October here, and it's still very good fishing. So check the website there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Be more than happy to help you guys out, get you out on the water, catch some fish. Definitely still not time to put away that gear. So keep that gear out, make sure it's in tip-top shape, and get out there and catch some fish.
It sounds like a good one, Marcos. And get on some of those full-day trips. Hopefully get some day and a half, whatever you got going on there. How do we get a hold of you again?
Seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule is on the website there. You can make reservations online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Either way, we're going to help you out there. And, again, I've got to keep reminding you guys about this because I forget myself. Check out all our socials. Pretty much Seaforth Landing everywhere. We'll have pictures up there, reports from the boats, and a good way to keep up to date and see what's going on there.
Really good way to do it, Marcos. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, we got a bonus one, Pete. We got a bonus to the catch report, and that's Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Corey,
awesome.
Pete. Corey.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
Benny. I just wanted to call
we're fishing charters.
Cedros Island Fishing Charters with Jeff Mariani and his whole crew down there. We just we piggybacked on Corey's trip, and you know, unfortunately, the first day we didn't get out. They had a red flag, and it was a gorgeous day. But for the rest of the trip, you know, I spent 8 days on the island, just as Corey did previous to me. 7 days of fishing. The last day, we fished Chesters and had a phenomenal day of fishing. Over 100 yellows, 100-plus yellows for two boats, two pongas, and over 200-plus, 300 calico bass. Any way you wanted.
Man,
it was phenomenal fishing.
Dang.
Yeah, it was. They were eating that 7-inch FMC. And, you know, it's funny. They were eating a natural color really good. I mean, that smelt color you left for me in that bag, boy, we went through all those baits. It was just incredible fishing. Big Yellow, you know, I have to thank the groups that came out, First Timers, the Chapmans, Cole and his dad, Richard, and then their buddy Sean, first time to Jeff's, and they've already booked a trip for next year in June. And then repeat clients of mine, the Matros, Chris, Ron, and their 11-year-old son, Caden, who roped them on the first day. this young man holds the small fry world record for Calico bass at 7'6", and he showed why. He just roped them on the first day of fishing out at the point, straight yellowtail surface iron fishing. We got to fish the beach. You know, we fished as far north as we could because of the weather. We were getting a lot of that wind, you know, 15 to 20 wind, but we were able to fish in the coves and get a really, really good bite, you know, 100 bass. That's 5-inch was perfect on a war bait to hounds. And just low and slow and even fast at times. It bit the surface iron really, really good in browns and reds. Kicker 25L was what I was throwing in red crab. And there is red crab. I mean, I don't know if you saw Corey on your trip, but we saw really small red crab out at the point and scattered throughout the island. But I can't commend Jeff and his group. That new plane he's got, an hour and 10 minutes and, you know, an hour and a half, you're on a ponga fishing at the point for yellowtail. Just incredible.
That's pretty cool. But, I know. It's super crazy, Benny. Yeah, we saw the red crab just one day up at the north end, and, man, that plane seriously seals the deal. I said it last week, and it's total, it's rock star status.
And
you know?
Yeah, and then your own private room, and the house is beautiful. It's such a great operation.
He does it right. If you're doing it with a small group, you know, that's the key. Six of you, and that's it. You know, and if you're going to Rosie's, that's where they go to party and have a good time, and you know, three to a room, and there's a group of 12 or 16 or whatever it is, and just Jeff does it a little bit different.
Well, actually, at Sagel Sport Fishing, it's two to a room.
Two to a room.
Yeah.
Two to a room.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your own private bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeff just does it with a smaller.
Well, I tell you one thing about partying. Yes. You know, we brought a case of Cutwater mules, and we probably went through three quarters of it, but we also went through four bottles of 23. So, needless to say, we had a
23.
Great time.
Whoa.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had it at 23, and it was a fun time. And again, I can't thank Jeff and his crew enough. And I'm going to let you guys go and take care of your business. But thanks. Looking forward to seeing everybody at Tackle Days, November 6th, Saturday. You guys have a great show, and thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Benny.
Good hearing from you. So, you're going to be doing a seminar at Tackle Day, Benny?
No, but I'll probably be around the AFCO and the Shimano.
Okay, great. All right, Benny. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the report from Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
So awesome.
Lucky guys.
Listen.
Get to spend a week down there?
I know.
Are you kidding, Lori?
Hey,
I mean, wow.
There are so many people booking because of that airplane, Pete, that it's just like there was a group of five literally that took and the entire trip for next year.
For next year.
Yes. Wow. Like they booked the whole thing.
The
you
whole
know?
Thing.
Yeah.
No,
so like Benny's jam, you know.
No, Jeff's been working real hard. And
yeah.
So it's great to see
And Katie. Can't forget about Katie.
Yeah.
She's
Katie's
working
doing
super
such
hard.
A great job,
yeah.
too. Yeah, Katie Schmidt. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. Texts are coming through. They want to talk to Lori, so let's do it.
Let's do it, Pete. Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug.
Yeah, what's the most common advice
good morning, Doug.
The newbies coming to your show that they want?
Newbies come
into the shop and
like somebody comes in they're not real
so,
hardcore fishermen.
New newbies, which are probably some of my favorite people to help out. I'll have like the dad and his son because we have four lakes fairly close to us in San Marcos. So you'll have the dad and his little boy, and they want to come in and they I've never fished, but we want to go to our local lake. We want to learn to fish. So you get them the hook, line, and sinker, and you show them a spinning reel setup, you know, and you can get into lake fishing for literally as low as like $50 or less,
wow.
a $30 combo, Daiwa combo or something, and some hooks and a few other things. But you'll show them how to tie them their knot. I'll teach them to tie their knot. And then the real rewarding part is that maybe weeks later they came back and they're like, I don't know if you remember that I helped you, but here's what we caught. And you're like,
oh, success
yeah.
stories.
So, nice. And then it just, you see them grow. Like yeah. sometimes I see them grow right before my eyes.
That's so cool.
I'll see a 7-year-old kid that I taught him how to tie his first knot, and now he has car keys and he's coming into Turner's, and you're like, wow, you grew up
cool?
right. Yeah.
Wow.
And then in the saltwater world, there's a lot of anglers that come in and they've been fishing, but now they're going to do this bluefin thing, and they don't have that setup. That's a heavy setup. And they're, you know, and I noticed a few years ago at first they were a little hesitant to spend the money to get a strong, big, heavy reel and a rail rod because they don't know how often they're going to actually use that. So now that's more of what people are adding to their collection because they didn't have anything to fish 100-pound braid and a heavy line.
To catch a 100- to 200-pound bluefin.
200-pound yeah. bluefin. But I always tell them, too, you know, that maybe one day if these bluefin take off and migrate somewhere else and you're not using this on just a day and a half trip anymore, you can start long-ranging or you can troll with it.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
But that would be probably one of the newer setups for saltwater anglers is adding that collection to be able to handle those big bluefin.
There you go.
So much
I mean, Turner's is so lucky to have this.
I've been thinking that since we sat down. Seriously.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's a huge asset to Turner's, I know.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And a good text for sure from, don't forget, you can text the show from Russell in Huntington Beach. Laurie, do you happen to know Jan from Fountain Valley Store? He's a great guy and very knowledgeable as well.
Jan is. Jan's a great guy. I get to work with him when we go to the Fred Hall shows or any of the trade shows. He'll be at the show. I will, too. So that's when we can get to work with the other guys from the other stores. But Jan's great, knowledgeable. He's in my age group, too, so we're all kind of old souls and, you know, working with the kids, but just trying to lend our information that we've learned. And
you're willing to share it.
And willing to share it, yeah.
That's cool. And here's another text from Randy in Vista. It says, hi, Laurie. Can't wait to get my wife on a multi-day with you and the Fisher girls. When she's out, I'm going to Turner's to buy more gear. She would love the 3-day retreat. When can she sign up?
She can call Celia at Searcher Sport Fishing right today. And let her know that you're interested in our Lady Angler trip that we have. The second trip, I do know, has 10 to 12 spots. That's going to fill
quick. That's going to go quick.
We haven't even gotten to January yet.
Yeah.
And,
all long-range trips.
They
are. All trips, period.
Are already
for
booked
next
for
year.
Next year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know.
But, like I was telling the guys here in the studio that the guys, the crew on the Searcher loves that Lady Angler trip. They say it's their favorite. They almost like, I want to work it. You got to work it last year. But what they like is that we're a lot of fun. We're always laughing. We're always screaming. We're always cheering each other on. And then they say that we actually listen. If they tell us to fish 30-pound, we fish 30-pound. We don't go, no, I always do 20. And then we're fighting on a fish for 2 hours while everybody has to wait on it.
So there's no dudes to get in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that because I'm a dude, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just get in the way.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
So, and we thought about even having a trip where we could all bring our guys with us, you know, too, because they hear that we
significant
have
significant other,
You
really want to spoil it that way?
Right?
I don't know. I know, you know, people tell me all the time, you should start a women's fishing club. And I'm like, I kind of like my men, though, too, you know.
Yeah.
I like being the oddball, 9 out of 100.
Sure,
you know,
that's
men,
not a bad
women.
Deal.
Yeah, that's great. We're special.
Great. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about John? John Cone from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys and girl. Lori, my question is, my wife bought me a 10-day and on a Shogun next month for my 60th birthday. And my question is, I got 10 setups I'm taking, and the smallest is a Trench 200, and my biggest is a Calica 50. Oh, is that too big and too small, Lori?
You know, the Trench 200, maybe you're going to probably end up using that to catch bait. Most of the 10 days, we're not able to go up close to the islands like we used to be able to fish Cedros and Bonitos. I think we can still go to Bonitos, but we were, back in the days, we were able to fish calicos. So you would want to have a bait caster set up or a 20-pound setup. But pretty much on the long-range trips now, we're having to stay away from those islands. So your Trank's 200 you may use, take that for catching bait, because you'll have a night or two that you're going to need to catch bait. 10 is plenty. 10 setups is plenty. I usually only bring 6 or 7, and you always end up using the same 3 or 4.
Right.
But I do have anglers on the boat that will bring 15 setups. Wendy brings 12, and she always tells me, well, what if something fails on you? I'm like, well, apparently I'll be able to borrow one of yours because you'll have 12 setups. So,
That's right.
But I go with about 7 and end up fishing the same 3 or 4. So you'll be fine with your 10. A Talica 50... it's pretty big. It's for me, just I figure I'm out there fishing for 6 days straight, and to hold a heavy reel like that, my wrist gets sore. So I fish smaller reels. Like literally, I'll fish like an accurate Valiant size 600, which is nice
and
small. Pretty small reel, but that'll catch me my 100-pound yellowfin at Guadalupe all day long. So I've learned to scale down in the size of reels. At first, you're a little intimidated, thinking it's not going to be able to catch these fish. But all the manufacturers make small reels because we use braided line. They can physically be a smaller reel, but they have lots of drag and a lot of power. So as long as your rods are strong enough, your smaller reels are going to do just fine.
Great advice. So you're going to have such a great time on the show again. Such an awesome operation.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Call.
Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to come back, take more calls, and talk to you and more from Lori and Turner's when we return on Let's Talk Cook App and the Mightier 1090.
This is Rock Codrick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. And when throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Cookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having such a fun time with Lori, and we had such a crazy fish report.
Yeah.
Forgot to tell you about Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Anza offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Really great article that Pat McDonald wrote about Dennis Braid.
Oh.
Our old friend Dennis, who Lori and Corey, us being old senior guard of the fishing world here, we hung out with Dennis a lot. Dennis was on the show many, many times. We talked about Dennis. And really great article talking about all the different escapades and fishing trips that he did. I was talking to Patrick G, and we were telling some Dennis Braid stories this week, too, about he went on a lot of trips with Dennis, too. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And I also want to bring your attention to the October 29th Orange County Chapter CCA Golf Tournament and Banquet. It's a big fundraiser for them, and it's at the Costa Mesa Country Club. It's October 29th, Friday. It's a golf tournament, a banquet dinner, and they're going to honor Don Hansen from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, and he's going to receive the prestigious Anthony Shea 2021 Conservation Award. So that's really cool. They're going to be giving away some great stuff like Dan Half on the Searcher and AFCO stuff, Shimano stuff, and fantastic. It's a four-person scramble, so anybody can play. You don't need to know how to play golf, because as long as you have somebody who knows how to hit the ball with your group, you're good. So it's $150 per person, or a group of four for $600, and that includes the dinner. It starts at 11 a.m. So register and more details at ccacalifornia.org, ccacalifornia.org for that CCA golf tournament. That's going to be a fun one. Yeah,
it sounds like a lot of fun.
You should get your old clubs out of the storage there.
Well, my old clubs, I never had clubs. Yeah. It was always fishing rods.
You're smart man. Smart man.
Well, you always had to have one fishing rod in your golf bag for the ponds there. They have great bass in those ponds.
Oh, and I could promise you, if I ever did have golf clubs and went from hole to hole, I definitely would have had a fishing rod.
So, Kurt in Mo Valley has an interesting question from the text. When lobster fishing, is it possible, can you clean your legal lobster size and keep the carcasses in case you run into DFW? And he says, Corey, I need some blue grunion weedless swim baits. I'm done at two.
Oh my God.
So he's down to two.
Well, blue grunion's a good color.
Oh, it's a great color. Yeah. Do you have them available?
Probably, yeah. Seaforth or Fisherman's. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, blue grunion's one of my favorites.
It's just a good natural, and that's like Benny was talking
about. Is that the 5-inch?
No, he's talking the 7-inch weedless.
The 7-inch weedless, all right, the weedless.
But please do not take the tail off your head of your lobster.
No.
Please do not.
No.
No.
They have to be whole. And
legally, in the paper, in the rule book, it says that you have to keep them whole until the time you're going to eat them. Until consumption.
Yeah. Now, do we all do that?
But there is no gray area in that writing.
But if they broke into your house and found tails in your freezer, they could write you for a citation.
I would not want to be that guy.
But do we all do that? Sorry, DFW.
Yeah.
Because that's a ridiculous law.
And they know that.
And it's like, okay. But Do not tail your lobsters
period.
On the water. It not wait. In fact, what I do is I tail them at the house because that's how bad it is. Because I've been stopped.
En route to the house.
I've been stopped on the way to my car.
Yes.
And checked by DFW.
But you have to understand why they do that. That's so that you have everything in your possession
right.
that you're taking home.
Right.
Maybe they had their eye on you, Pete.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've
got a good story about that, I'll tell you for sure. It was like they wanted to bust us so bad. It's like we were totally legal, and it was like they were so disappointed.
Yeah. They're just proud of it.
Yeah,
as they should be.
Oh, yeah. So, Lori, speaking of lobster fishing, you guys at Turner's, you carry lobster cut gear?
We carry it all. All of the Promar hoops, I think five or six different hoop size styles. All the pro kits, which will give you your float, your rope, your light stick, and your bait cage. You're at about $100 right now to get one full setup.
They went up 27%.
They went up a lot, yeah. But all of ours are on sale, right? For a good at least the rest of the month and a little bit longer.
Wow.
Everything is 10% off. And
really?
A few things
all the Promar stuff.
All the Promar, all our lobsters. So that's our big sale. And we haven't had any sales because we haven't had cross sale, but Promar provides us with a whole bunch of product. All of our stores are flogged or lobsters
all
on sale.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great news. That's big news.
Is,
for
right?
sure.
So.
Also, big news, we have Robbie
caller.
From AFCO on the line. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Robbie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, great. Nice to hear from you. And how's everything at AFCO?
Well, everything is great. It's going full speed. But more importantly, we've got a big event coming up here for CCA Orange County.
Yeah, we were just talking about the CCA Orange County Chapter Golf Tournament and Banquet, right?
Yeah, it's coming up here October 29th. It's the Costa Mesa Country Club, and I just kind of wanted to give everybody a heads up that we are out of banquet-only ticket sales. We've oversold the event, but we have foursomes left. So for $600, you can have four guys playing our scramble. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of games that are going to be out on the course. We actually have Dye was doing one where we've got golf balls attached to rods, and you get the cast to the hole. And the closest to the hole with the Iowa combo.
Cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Talk of my speed right now.
Yeah. I think I can cast better than I can hit, so hopefully I do well at that hole. So, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of great prizes. We're going to have about a dozen raffle baskets, and each one's going to have a value of at least $250. We've got probably 20 to 25 silent auction items, and I've got five pretty awesome live auction items, and one of those is Paul Fruchtbaum's Viking boat, 2 days in combo on a big Viking. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Wow. Whoa, that sounds awesome. So if you buy a foursome, you also get to go to the banquet, even though the banquet sold out, right?
Correct. So the foursome numbers we included in the banquet, so, yeah, you'll be included. We have Fishbones is catering our event. It's just going to be great.
Yeah, and of course.
So we've got six or seven foursomes left to go. So if anybody out there is thinking about getting it, get on it. We're planning on selling this thing out, and we really need to sell it out because all of this money that we generate helps CCA. So the things like, 30-30 or the 365-day fishing license that was just passed. That's all CCA and all the money that we make, just all goes to the good fight to keep us on the water.
Yeah, and it's at the Costa Mesa Country Club, beautiful place. And, of course, the dinner, the banquet, honoring Don Hansen from Dana War Sport Fishing, receiving the Anthony Shea 2021 Conservation Award. That's a huge event. So how do we get tickets? How do we get in on the foursome?
Get in on the foursome. Go to the CCA website, and you can just click on the golf button that's there, and you're in. But doing fast. I plan on selling this thing. Yep, that's it. And so I'm hoping it's sold out by the end of this coming week.
Yeah, so, Robbie, okay, what if I'm like, I only have two of us, or I'm one person? Can you get in on the golf?
We're really pushing for the foursomes, but yeah, we're not going to turn anybody away. As it stands now, we've got openings, so we will definitely fill your foursome if you can do it. by yourself.
There you go. All right. October 29th, CCA, Orange County Chapter, Costa Mesa Country Club, Tournament and Banquet. Thanks, Robbie. Great to hear from you. CCACalifornia.org. Hit the golf button. And thanks for all your hard work, Robbie. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
They are, Pete. Let's talk to Steve. Steve Cohn from Vista. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you remember me. I was in your store last month getting ready for a trip on the American Angler. And I called the store looking for a Talica 25 because that's what the show recommends for your trophy fish. And you're just like, no, they're out. There's none to be had, and they're not even manufacturing again until November. And you said, but get the Speedmaster. It's the same rod, same reel, like you said. And you hooked me up with the Speedmaster 25 and a very affordable Graftech rod, rail rod. And I just wanted to let you know, I was the first one to hook up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and that fish took me to the rail like that. And within 20 seconds, it straightened the split ring on the upper. It was a knife jig that I bought at a different store, and it straightened the split ring on the upper two hooks. And I had him put a big hook on the bottom, and I wanted him to put replace the two top of hooks because you guys say the standard ones will just straighten out on you. But they said, we don't have any. I thought, well, I'll be okay. But, you know, I wish they had at least had the sense to replace that split ring. Because I know if I bought that rig at your store, you would have had the sense to do that, and I would have had that fish maybe. But I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you hooking me up.
You're welcome, Steve. Sorry. Yeah, you got a great, affordable, the Graftech rods. They've got some heavy rail rods that are $200. I mean, a lot of your rail rods are $400 to $500. And then that Speedmaster and that price point of $300, you got an awesome setup for $500 instead of $1,000.
Yeah.
So, you got to feel what it feels like to get a big fish.
I know, I got a rod and a reel.
Do you have some of the knife jigs?
We do have Leadmaster knife jigs. So, I have to be honest with you, all of the cyst hooks that I've seen made from all the manufacturers, many of them, I've seen the fish land on the deck and then their teeth actually bite through that string or the line that's on there. So I know Owner makes a wired hook, and then Taddy has come out with a wonderful 49-strand wire on their hooks. I think they have 5-aught, 6-aught, 7-aught, but it's a 49-strand wire with a Kevlar coating.
Interesting.
So I'm starting to replace all of my brands of jigs with those wired hooks because I've seen so many of them just get bit in half.
You carry those in the shop?
And we carry those in the shop.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
We go through a lot of them.
Very interesting. Good.
And then, you know, just adding, some people overkill. They add, I think, way too many hooks onto a jig. But, you know, one at the top and one at the bottom is good. And we're very successful with just one set of hooks on there, too. I landed a 130-pounder, and I was lucky to have two hooks because one was in his mouth and one was in his side.
Ah.
The one came out of his mouth. I ended up landing him by dragging it in with his side.
Oh, that's hard work. But you got him.
Got him. I was on the searcher on that one, and Art saw. I was the only one up at 3 in the morning. It was dark as the only one on the deck, and Art looks down. He's like, Sakow, are you on a fish? And I'm like, yes, and there's nobody down here. You got to get down here. By the time he got down there, the fish had come to the surface, and he's like, you're snagged. The hook was only in the side. Jammed my reel all the way up to full drag. It didn't matter. I was on 80-pound test anyway. But it was great because two more deckhands had to run down. It was a 3-gaff fish, and when it landed, it was so hot, and Mark goes, holy cow, Sakow. So that's my new
holy cow, Sakow.
So that's my new call name.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
So yeah, those hooks are important, guys. Always check them over on all of your jigs. All the manufacturers make different ones, but look it over, even test some of the crimping on some of them because they're making lots and lots of jigs, and you know, a lot of times you might slip one.
And the heavy duty split rings, you carry all that?
We carry all the Owner split rings.
Steve Kamikaze makes some great split rings too. Yeah, really
and
hardcore.
We carry the AFW and all the swivels and
all
wire.
All
and
the
all
right stuff.
all the right stuff.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Good
Thanks,
question.
Steve.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. You have a good text?
Well, I do. And it's just fitting coming from the shop. And it was John from Mira Mesa that called earlier. And he said, sorry about the phone issues, but he loves surf fishing almost as much as offshore this time of the year. He likes using the lugworm and bloodworms and wants to know if you carry them at the shop.
So we do carry the lugworms and the bloodworms. The bloodworms are... They're a very sensitive worm, so they don't last long in a package in the refrigerator, and so we don't tend to always have those. They come and go with our bait.
But they can call.
But they call ahead, and just to make sure, because sometimes we'll get them for all month long, we're getting them, and then we don't see them for a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
The real thing, a live worm in any situation, is you got a good better chance of getting hooked up.
Hey, I want to throw out a big happy birthday to my good buddy Steve Pinard from Dana Landing.
Oh, Steve's birthday?
And ECBT and now Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Happy birthday, Steve. And I hope you have a great day. And then also, I want to throw out a quick get well to my buddy Rich Top, who's recovering from surgery. And Rich, need you back, so get well soon.
Get well for sure. And happy birthday to Bernard.
To Bernard. Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back home.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, John.
Lori. And I was in your shop last week. I live in Escondido, so it makes it easy to just roll over there sometimes at lunch or whatever. And you were showing me a dial reel, how well it free spools. And, was like, well, I really can't give you a deal on the reel, but, I can give you a deal on the Spectra. And, your shop is, very well stocked, and you have a lot of knowledge. But my question for you is, so you've got the trips for the girls. Are you guys have any trips for the guys?
All our trips are mostly guys. I mean, we have a 10-a-day on the American Angler, which...
Turner sponsors a lot
Turner's,
of trips.
Yes, yeah. Turner sponsors. I do the long range, the 10-day trips on the American Angler. We have an 8-day trip on the Searcher in August. Then the Kearney Mesa store does some 1.5 days on the Ocean Odyssey. And then our Oxnard store will do a lot of rock cutting, more charters up there.
There's some awesome rock fishing up there for sure.
So not all of our stores do the charters, but just the ones, it's the employees that go to our buyers and say, hey, can I if I can get this boat to get a trip going,
will you help us some product and giveaway?
Yeah, and they're very good about it.
Oh, that's cool.
So we have, and most of them are all men. We just have this one ladies' trip that we happen to.
So really, it's the employees like yourself that take the initiative to put it together. Like, if you want to do it, go for it. And
that's cool. And what great management they have at Turner's to be able to let you do that.
And I am very fortunate to get to do all the long-range trips, and a lot of other employees are like, well, why does she get to do that? And when Mike Wynn was our buyer, he's like, because she does all the work.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. She just calls, gives me a date, says send down the product. So, if you do the work, they're going to let you. It's only helping the company. And
Lucky you. And
helping
my
the
job,
sponsors.
Yeah.
And
that's your job.
Really.
You have to go.
It is.
We call it field research.
Yeah,
I like that.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's field research. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Glad you're visiting Lori over at the San Marcos Turners, for sure. Scott from Encinitas sent an interesting story here. True funny story for your guests. Many years ago, my dad remodeled Chuck Byron's boyhood home in Poway. Chuck Jr. would have been about 8 years old. My old man was very tough and no BS individual, World War II air combat vet and a cowboy. I never saw him afraid of anything. We arrived at the Byron home one day after my dad had begun the project. Before we get out of the truck, he looks at me visibly shaken and says, if you have a can, a box, a jar, anywhere with a rock top, do not touch it. Turns out that little Chucky had every matter of snake, lizard, hornet, toad, scorpion, tarantula on the property, and a day later, my old man was living hell scared out of him by more than once. Would have paid money for the amount of money to see that occur, and great memories of little Chucky, and God bless him.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he was a collector
Reptiles and
everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. I mean, his dad took him fishing to Lake Poway the first time when he was about 7 years old. He came home and he went in his room and he came out and he drew a picture of a largemouth bass. That's when his parents were like, oh my God,
this
look
man's
what he
got
drew.
Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a young age,
cool.
And they nurtured that.
Wow,
that
cool. Such cool stories.
And I know what house he's talking about, too. Good memories there, yeah. Because my parents were best friends with Chuck's parents. That's why we got together, just to mess with our parents.
Yeah, crazy.
So.
That was cool. Good stories for sure. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on to San Diego when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rate on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of the rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, this has been such a fun show. We got to do this again, Pete. One lucky winner, though. Steve from Vista wins the full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. One lucky guy.
Congratulations,
and he's
Steve.
Got that Speedmaster.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
He can
and he
fish
comes
with.
And visit you at Turner's yep. Outdoorsman in San Marcos. So how do we find you at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos?
Like my hours or Tuesday?
Yeah, your hours, and where's the store?
Oh, the store is right where the 15 and the Highway 78 kind of connect, and the first off-ramp is called Nordahl.
Right.
And then we're right around the corner, just the first right off of Nordahl.
In that shopping center right
in that
there.
Yeah. Across from, like, the Walmart shopping center.
Yeah.
So, and I'm there Tuesdays through Fridays, open to closing, and come and see me.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, Lori. Great job.
One more note. I do have keep an eye out. All the Turners will do seminars at time to time.
Yes.
I schedule about 5 or 6 a year, but I've got one coming up November 4th on a Thursday evening, cooked up baits, trout to tuna, so come check us out. They're
okay.
All free.
Yeah, and you guys always alert us, too, so always feel free to alert us.
Okay.
And, of course, ChuckByronArt.com if you want to get some Chuck Byron
Absolutely.
Art.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lori, great to have you. We'll do it again soon, I hope. I hope you'll come back.
I hope so, too.
And we'll do it again soon. Thank Corey for being here today. Rick and I will be back tomorrow morning. Captain Gavin Harbor from the Pacific Queen and Captain's Concept. That's going to be a great show. So the guy that catches a lot of bluefin tuna is going to be here. So 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here. Thanks to Christian. Thanks to Adam. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mightier 1090.